with the advice and consent of a special bar association committee, criminal court judge W. Preston Battle yesterday surrounded the approaching trial of James Earl Ray with a strict 5-point order designed to guarantee the defendant a fair trial. Judge Battle coupled his order with pointed criticism of statements made by persons ranging as high as the Attorney General of the United States. Besides criticizing Attorney General Ramsey Clark, the order cites as prejudicial to a fair trial statements made by Arthur J. Haynes of Birmingham, Ray's chief counsel, Russell X. Thompson, under consideration as co-counsel for the defense, and Sheriff William N. Morris. Singled out were Mr. Haynes' statement that Ray is a, quote, victim of a communist left-wing conspiracy, end quote, and that his client's, quote, rights are being trampled and his privacy invaded, end quote, in the Shelby County jail. Mr. Thompson was reproved for a statement Saturday that he believes Ray, quote, innocent, end quote. Sheriff Morris was criticized for having given at a press conference Friday details of extra expenses Shelby County must foot for Ray's security. All these statements were made after Judge Battle issued his orders of July 18th and 23rd, sharply delimiting publicity statements regarding the Ray case. Clark was cited for a statement he made several weeks ago that the Justice Department regards Dr. King's murder not as the product of a conspiracy, but the work of one man. Judge Battle found the Attorney General's statement, quote, improbable violation of the principle set out by the United States Supreme Court in Shepard v. Maxwell, end quote. In 1966, the Supreme Court reversed the conviction of Dr. Sam Shepard of Cleveland, Ohio, charged with killing his wife on the ground widespread newspaper publicity had prejudiced a fair trial. Judge Battle enjoined attorneys in the Ray case, personnel of the Attorney General's office and the Sheriff's office, and other public employees from expressing a personal belief in the guilt or innocence of the accused. He also prohibited statements on the preparation and conduct of the trial or the techniques or strategy of defense or prosecution. Also prohibited are statements regarding jurors or potential jurors, the merits of possible evidence, credibility of intended witnesses, or the treatment, acts, or attitudes of Ray himself. The Public's Right to Know Committee of the Mid-South Chapter of Sigma Delta Chi, Professional Journalism Society, gave a statement taking issue with Judge Battle's stricture against Sheriff Morris for revealing extra expenses entailed in upgrading security for Ray as a prisoner in the Shelby County Jail. Quote, certainly, end quote, the statement said, quote, the cost to taxpayers of confinement and security measures and conditions of jail life are matters of interest to the public and not directly related to the trial. As such, they are suitable for public comment by an elected official, end quote. The statement was signed by the committee's co-chairman, Jefferson Riker of the Commercial Appeals Staff, and Norman Brewer of WNCP. Shelby County Jail. Quote, but I haven't given up hope. Judge Battle,
senior Birmingham. In return for his legal services, he has a lien on everything I pay Ray. I suppose on everything Ray has or gets." End quote. Mr. Huey, in a telephone interview from his home in Hartsell, said, quote, "I don't particularly like paying somebody for his story, but often there is no other way of getting the truth." End quote. Mr. Huey said he got the material for his Three Lives from Mississippi, the story of the murder of three civil rights workers near Philadelphia, Mississippi, in 1964, by hefty payments to, quote, greedy Klansmen who knew the facts, end quote. This book is being made into a motion picture. Some of the proceeds from movie rights are going toward paying Ray for his longhand manuscript. Mr. Huey said he hopes the Ray story, too, will be made into a motion picture, possibly a documentary. Mr. Huey also wrote about the murder of Emmett L. Till, a young Chicago Negro killed in Tallahatchie County, Mississippi in 1955. Mr. Huey said he has asked and received from Governor Albert Brewer of Alabama special police protection as a result of threats made against his life after he spoke in various parts of the country against the candidacy of former Governor George Wallace for president.
Page 6, please. I would like the record to reflect that in addition to purposes of notice.
you have, Mr. Johnson, the fresh summer for September 12th?
Yes, sir.
Find that on page one, article on the file line of Mr. Hamill.
Yes, sir.
Would you read it, please?
Headline above it is Haynes has no plans for delay. Ray's attorney is still planning trial November 12th by Roy Hamilton, press senator staff writer. The defense for James Earl Ray, accused as killer of Dr. Martin Luther King, has no plans to seek the postponement of his trial scheduled November 12th in Memphis, Dr. J. Haynes Jr. said today. Quote, so far as I know, we will be ready to go on the 12th, end quote, said Haynes, who is assisting his father, Dr. J. Haynes, in Ray's defense. It had been earlier reported that the senior Haynes had, quote, intimated, end quote, the Birmingham interview that Ray might not be able to stand trial in November because his health was being jeopardized by intensive security measures in his Shelby County jail cell. Haynes Sr. was in court on another matter, but his son, when asked about the report, said, quote, some things are read in the statements that are quite often only in the eyes of the beholder. I know of no plans to ask for a continuance, end quote. The younger Haynes did